The satellite used to record sea ice data in the Arctic malfunctioned in April, and scientists are scrambling to calibrate a month of missing data. KNOM's Emily Russell has the story.
In mid-March, the National Snow and Ice Data Center, or NSIDC, reported the lowest maximum sea ice extent in satellite history. Ted Skambos is NSIDC's lead scientist.
It was a record low in our satellite record, which is quite consistent. We work on it a lot to make sure that we can compare one year to the next.
That satellite record begins in 1978, when NSIDC first started recording sea ice data. Julian Struve is an NSIDC scientist who studies sea ice conditions in the Arctic. Struve says she and her fellow scientists noticed a glitch in their data in early April.
We started getting false ice concentrations in parts of the Arctic where you wouldn't have sea ice. So it was biasing our extents.
The good news is they've found another satellite in that same type of series that they believe the data is compatible enough that we can continue the data record.
Amy Holman works with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, a partner agency to NSIDC. The satellite Holman is referring to has been recording sea ice data for a year now, which Julian Struve says should be enough time to cross-calibrate. Struve says consistency is key.
You want as long of a data record as possible to really just, you know, see, well, how much of this change that we're seeing is due to natural climate variability, for example, or how much of it is due to anthropogenic warming.
To help make that distinction, NSIDC captures an image of sea ice extent in the Arctic every single day and posts daily updates online. The agency has since suspended the updates and removed all of April's data from NSIDC's archives. While the malfunction was a bit of a shock, Struve says it was bound to happen.
It wasn't surprising that this happened because the satellite's pretty old, and so eventually these sensors do degrade and they start giving bad data.
The satellite that malfunctioned was launched 10 years ago. The one they're relying on now was launched 9 years ago. Struve says there is a backup to this backup, but she says that one is still on the ground.
Congress took away the funds for the Air Force to launch it, which is very unfortunate. So, obviously we're hoping that perhaps some pressure can be put so that Congress would allow the Air Force to launch that other satellite.
For now, Struve and her colleagues will continue cross-calibrating data with the hopes that that one will stay online until Congress approves funding for the next series of satellites. Reporting in Nome, I'm Emily Russell.